Day 37. Father. Jesus, perfect revelation of the Father. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. The Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 9. In a powerful moment in St. John's Gospel, Philip begs Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father, and we shall be satisfied." And Jesus replied to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you do not know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father." Jesus was telling Philip that he, as the Son, reveals to us the Father. Revealing the Father's heart is the perfection of Jesus' life and mission. His whole person, face, eyes, smile, virtue, voice, personality, etc., revealed the love of his Father. Every action, from the smallest minute action to the climactic action of laying down his life on the cross, revealed the Father's unconditional love for the whole world. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit shared the perfect overflow of love from all eternity. And in the fullness of time, Jesus is sent to the world to be a perfect revelation of that love in his very person. What delight must have welled up in his heart when he proclaimed to Philip, and now to all of us, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." Mary, faithful to the Father. While Mary did not have a doctorate in theology, through the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, she pondered things in her heart and was given a profound grace to receive the truth about Jesus, her son. The angel Gabriel told her and Saint Joseph that Jesus would be called the Son of the Most High, Emmanuel, and that he would save his people from their sins. Her son was Jesus, the Son of God, sent as Savior and Redeemer of the world. Countless times in the Gospel, Jesus bears witness that he has come to do his Father's will. Simply put, this sums up his divine mission: to reveal his Father's presence in the world and to do his holy will. Mary lived her life profoundly present to these truths about her son, and her motherly heart always supported him to be faithful to his heavenly Father, and thus be faithful to his life and mission. Saint Juan Diego and us. You must reveal the heart of the Father. As Jesus' whole life and mission was caught up in revealing the heart of the Father, Saint Juan Diego shared this same mission at the Hermitage of Our Lady of Guadalupe. He was known for his humble love and generous service to all who came to visit Our Lady. He had a reputation for great holiness, and all the pilgrims longed to follow and imitate his example of love for God and the Holy Virgin. His sanctity was so well known that no miracle was required by the Church for his beatification. He evangelized the people around him who held him as a model for their children and said that he was truly a holy man. Like Jesus, he revealed the heart of the Father. While the love of a son, brother, and spouse are beautiful in themselves, the invitation to live and love like the Father is part of our deepest calling. Brother, the world needs to see and experience the love of God the Father. His love is strong, sacrificial, patient, and generous. This is how you are called to love. Your fatherhood is the most powerful and transformative gift that can be given to our world and church today. Men must bear fruit and become fathers, or else more and more souls will wander further from the heart of God. Do we love like the Father? Do our lives reveal his presence? Do not be afraid of your fatherhood. Prayer. O Jesus, we adore you. We love you, and we thank you for the gift of your presence. You are the beloved Son of the Father, who constantly reveals your Father's heart to us. Increase our faith that we can truly believe that those who see you see the Father. We ask you now to hear this prayer. Our Lady of Guadalupe, Mother of God and Mother of us, draw us close to your heart. Help us receive the truth that, like Jesus and Saint Juan Diego, we too are called to reveal the Father's heart in the world. Please come and fill us with your love.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Litany of Restoration of Sonship. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our sonship. Jesus, beloved Son of the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, chosen Son of the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, seen and known by the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, safe and secure in the Father's gaze, restore my sonship. Jesus, Redeemer of every man, restore my sonship. Jesus, living in the blessing of the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, sent from the Father to save us, restore my sonship. Jesus, eternal Son of the Father, restore my sonship. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore in us the gift of prayer. Jesus, a man of deep prayer, restore my prayer. Jesus, living in perfect communion with the Father and the Holy Spirit, restore my prayer. Jesus, the compassionate gaze of the Father, restore my prayer. Jesus, always listening and receptive to the Father, restore my prayer. Jesus, full of trust and surrender, restore my prayer. Jesus, who consecrated every moment of his life to prayer, restore my prayer. Jesus, always pouring out your Holy Spirit on your bride, the Church, restore my prayer. Jesus, always rejoicing in the Father with adoration and gratitude, restore my prayer. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our masculinity. Jesus, source of true masculinity, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, man of holy desire, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, most magnanimous and generous, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, most chaste, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, meek and pure, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, perfectly open and receptive, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, perfectly oriented to the Father, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, source of freedom and peace, restore my masculine heart. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our actions and attitudes with the power of the Beatitudes. Jesus, most poor, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, the Son who mourns, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, the righteous one, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, most merciful, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, most pure, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, Prince of Peace, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, suffering servant, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our God-given mission. Jesus, overflowing love of the Father, restore my mission. Jesus, the one who calls us to share in his own mission, restore my mission. Jesus, our brother who radically loves his neighbor, restore my mission. Jesus, bridegroom of the Church, who lays down his life for his bride, restore my mission. Jesus, perfect revelation of the Father's heart, restore my mission. Jesus, perfect revealer of divine love and mercy, restore my mission. Jesus, divine healer sent from heaven, restore my mission. Jesus, the beloved Son who comes to bring us home to heaven, restore my mission. We make these prayers through the intercession of our Mother, Our Lady of Guadalupe. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.